He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 489, and next week will be our Fantastic Gadgets of the Year. That will be show 490, and you'll definitely want to tune in and see that for sure. And before we begin, let me tell everybody, of course, that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. So if you have a product that you'd like covered, or if you want to email the Gadget Professor, you can do that 24/7, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will absolutely, positively answer all my email. Well, it's been pretty busy here around the Gadget Professor store. We have been coordinating with the people at CES, and we'll have more about that probably next week for sure. And today, we do have an interesting gadget for you. And what it is it's the Govee, G-O-V-E-E, Aurora table lamp. Now, these are extremely difficult to get at this point in time. They've just released it. They are somewhat brand new, and you won't find a lot out there. I was able to get one of these little puppies here, and this is what it looks like, and I'll briefly fill you in. I think the bottom line is I absolutely love this thing. It's one of the better lights that I've ever reviewed, so that's a good thing. It does one thing that's a little bizarre, and I'll bring that right up at the front here. You can see this little connector here. I'm sorry, it's too big to put on a separate camera. The studio's arranged for a different type of shoot today, but we'll live with it. But you see this little box, this little transformer here. This actually plugs into a power cord that they give you. The problem is with it is that it's specifically says don't use this light with anything except the supplied charger components. So this has a USB-C connector here, and I think the tendency would be when you lose this connector to plug it into any typical 5-volt standard USB-C, and they tell you don't do that, you'll wreck the lamp. So that said, other than that, it works pretty well. It has a fantastic Govee app with it, and I would show you how it changes colors and the different patterns that it could do, but unfortunately, in the studio, there's so many lights here that you can't really see the change of colors. I am going to click this button here, and it will change colors. Right now, you're seeing through it. That's not a color. It's actually green, and I'm on a green screen, so it's going to look like there's nothing there. So let's get off the green color. Now we're on blue, and you can kind of sort of see that. And you can also see the cast that it's putting over my face. So it does work well. It's quite bright. Everything is adjustable with this device. And let's take a look here at the web page. You have the smart voice control. You have a light feature show. It's dimmable. You have theme functions. You can sync it with the music. And you also are able to finger sketch your light pattern. Very clever. It's very well done. There's 20 lighting effects. There's a ton of options to choose from, and you can see the background here changing colors on their website, and that kind of gives you a preview, if you will, of what this cool light will actually do. You have a lot of themes to choose from: ocean, aurora, fire, rainbow, sunrise, and a bunch more. You also can sketch with this. So through the app that is free, the Govee app, you're able to doodle and create all kinds of interesting light patterns. It's very nice. Certainly, it is Alexa and Google Assist supported. So that's a nice thing. On the top, they do have four buttons. One from the left to right, you can make the lamp brighter or dimmer, if you will. This will not work on a dimmer control, not that you would do that, but I'm just telling you. It has an on and off switch, and on the top there, you can see right here, it has a little music note, and if you click that, this will actually dance to the music. It's very clever, and it's very light, lively, and it's a really nice design. I have no complaints with it other than that insane power supply arrangement that they have, but it allows you to be really creative with it. You'll notice here that the input is 12 volts, not the standard 5. Henceforth, you don't want to plug this into a 5 volt like a phone charger because it won't work. So it comes with everything pretty much that you need. It is extremely difficult to find this now. So if you go on to the Govee website and look at the Aurora lamp, you will see email when available. It is a little pricey. $70 is a little pricey for this. Actually, it's a lot of pricey. I would be more comfortable with a $40 to $50 price range. But hey, what do I know? I'm not building them. It is a nice lamp. I think you'll be very happy with it. The only thing I will tell you is I have had some support issues with Govee surrounding a light that automatically turns on at dusk. I covered those several weeks ago. I bought six lights. Two of them did not work, and I'm in the process of returning those. However, Govee is making me jump through hoops to replace a $5 light bulb, which is annoying, but I'll give you more on that once we settle the discrepancies. Speaking of customer support, let us move on, and I will now bring your attention to the folks at Honeywell. Now, I currently have four thermostats that are just like this, Honeywell thermostats, and I must tell you, I've had them for many, many moons. Two are not like this. I've had those for probably 4 years, and two are like this, and they all work pretty good. The problem I have is I bought two more for this property that I have, and I cannot discern how to hook them up based on the wiring that's in that property. So typically I call Honeywell, and they tell you what the wiring is and do it over the phone, and it's pretty straightforward. Either it works or it doesn't work. However, I have been unable to get a hold of the tech support people at Honeywell for 3 weeks now, and it's outrageous. They will give you a message and say that they're busy, and they don't answer the phone, and it really ticks me off that they don't have enough support people. So last Friday I had some time, and I was determined to call them first thing in the morning and see if I can get a hold of them. So I called them, I think it was 9 o'clock in the morning, and they put me on hold. And this is a true story. I let the phone on hold for 3 hours. I was doing something, and the phone was just on speaker. After 3 hours, I hung up. I mean, 3 hours is a bit much. So then I actually tried them again on that following Monday. And this time I called them at 2 o'clock, and I let the phone on from 2 to 3 to 4. I kid you not. At 5 o'clock on the button, I got this recording and said, "Thank you for contacting Honeywell support. We are now closed." Boop. I mean, give me a break. So consequently, the two Honeywell thermostats that I bought from the nice folks at Amazon, I have until January 31st to return them. And I have already filled out the form, and they are going to pick them up, and I am returning both of them. They may or may not work. At this point, I don't want to deal with Honeywell because they have no tech support. You cannot get them on the phone. It's disgusting. Now, that said, folks, given the time of the year, you know, they sell a ton of this stuff for Black Friday and Cyber Monday and for the holidays, and, you know, they're a hot item to buy, no pun intended there. But gee, you can't get any tech support, and that's how it is pretty much with everybody, except for the folks at Canon. I have nothing but praise for the folks at Canon. Carmelita, spoke with me today about a matter that actually did not get resolved in my favor, and I'm not too happy about that. But that's another story for another time. So if you think you have consumer problems, you're not alone. I have them all the time. And I'm a product reviewer, so it makes no difference. So I will say that the folks, the technical support people at Canon, are probably, in my opinion, the best in the business. They're friendly, they're knowledgeable, they're real sharp. And every time I've talked to them, we've resolved the problem one way or another. And they are just super, very patient. And I will continue to buy Canon products. That said, we had a warranty issue that should have been covered that was not covered. And that, again, is a story for a later time. But the bottom line is, if you ever have the pleasure of talking to Carmelita on the phone from Canon Support, she is outstanding. The best, the best. All right, here we go. Some people are getting iPhones from friends or relatives, and they might be on the Verizon carrier. And you may want to use the iPhone with Sprint. I don't know why you'd want to go with Sprint or T-Mobile or whatever it is. But there are ways that you can legally unlock those phones by putting in a code. And you can change it from Verizon to pretty much whatever carrier you want. There are a variety of ways to do that. If you just Google it, you will find out. Now, Macworld, which is a website that I certainly trust the folks there, they had an article December 21st on how to unlock an iPhone, and they run through the ways that you can do that. And it's pretty straightforward, and if you pay attention, you will be able to unlock your iPhone and change carriers if you so desire. Now, why would you buy a phone with one carrier? Well, you may get tired of that carrier and want to change it. Some of these folks have deals. If you buy one, you get one, and you might want to give it as a gift to someone else who's on a different carrier. So there are very good reasons why you would want to unlock a phone. And it's not only the iPhone. It's any phone that you have. They can be unlocked. All right, let's get on to some apps of the day. This one is a really good app. I've used this many times. It's called Voice Memos. It does exactly what it says. You're going to click a single button, record, and it's going to record whatever it is that you're talking about or whatever conversations you were going to have. Straightforward, 100% free. My definite pick of voice memo apps is absolutely this one. It works well. There's nothing I would add or change to it. It's a really cool, nice app. Now, this app, believe it or not, this app is the number one app in the year 2020, which is a lousy year, but I don't get it. Moving makes you feel amazing, and this is going to tell you, alert you, that every so often you need a move, and you will reduce your stress and all kinds of other things. So if you're wondering what's one of the apps of the year, I kid you not, it's Wakeout, and this is free. You do have in-app purchases, but if you want to get some more exercise and some more movement and make yourself feel better, this may be a great, great way to do that. Now, this app, I'm sure you're aware of. If not, this is, again, number one in all the apps that have been downloaded. Again, these are all available for both platforms, but this is Zoom Cloud Meetings, and if you don't have this, you want to download it. The only reason you don't want to download it is if you have no one to speak to and have no friends. Other than that, if you have any friends that have a phone, Zoom Cloud Meeting allows you to speak with them and conference with them and do all kinds of things. It's a free app. You want to check that out. And another insane app that we have is United Network. This is a very, not known mainstream app. This is totally free, but this is an interesting app for all you conspiracy theorists out there. This is real news you won't hear anywhere else. Declassified deep dives into the world events, and it gives you the story behind the story. Real Talk. Real Talk brings you interviews and discussions about issues that we face today. The term deep state is a term you're hearing a lot about, and this particular app is going to provide you with all those deep state theories. So it is a cool app, and you may want to check it out. Our last app of the day is called Binky. Yes, Binky. This is another one of those not too well-known apps, and I know why. But this is for the iPad, iPhone. Binky is the most stress-free social media app ever. Think about all those times when you want to scroll through your feed on your phone, but you don't want to read depressing news articles and see photos of people happier than you. Well, Binky's going to give you this instant micro thrills of scrolling through stuff. You never know what's happening next. It gives you all the bizarre stories, the photographs, everything that is bizarre and odd. It's on Binky. So if you want to have some fun, and Lord knows you deserve it after getting through this year, you want to download the Binky app and let me know how you like it. And if you don't like it, I don't want to know. So that is going to wrap it up today. A quick show for the Gadget Professor. I've got a bazillion things I got to attend to today, and I will do that. And I am going to be gearing up next week early to show you the what I pick as the gadgets of the year. And that should be pretty interesting. So stay safe, wear your mask, and I'll see everybody right before New Year's next year. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.